It's time for the Pestrogen Podcast with your hosts, Jenny and Candace.
Welcome back, all my pretty pesties, to another episode of the Pestrogen Podcast. I am one of the co-hosts, Candace. Alongside with me, as always, is Jenny. How you doing, Jenny? How was your week?
Hi, friend. It was good. Long work week, but I got to end it with a really cool adventure with Kevin Wiener from All Bugs Go to Kevin Facebook group. If you're not in it, you should totally go there. There's no pest control talk in that group, but you get to talk all the bugs you want.
And that's awesome.
I was about to say that's the second best thing there, but I got to go to a bio blitz, and it was my very first one. It was a lot of fun. It was so much. We were on Team Spider, so we got to go around and collect insects and just have a blast. If you've never participated in one, I highly recommend it because you just get to like hang out with biologists all day. I thought it was super funny that they handed me the kill jar to walk around with. And so I look at it and I'm like, you know, it's very fitting. It's very fitting.
By what you're saying about that.
Right. They smelt me. They smelt out. But then I also volunteered for a late night restaurant clean out after a whole day of hiking. So that was intense, and don't recommend that one.
Yeah.
Recommend bio blitz, but not doing a restaurant clean out after one.
So do you guys like catalog what you're finding out there, or?
Yeah. So,
oh, okay.
Yeah. So there was all different teams. There was like herbology. There was like birds, beetles, whatever. And they each go out with a biologist and experts in those fields, and they record and they keep and stuff. I believe what they said was that the final reports on what we collected won't be posted until October, because even our biologists in our group, I believe they were keeping some to raise. And I think even Kevin said he was going to keep one to raise to full adult, because they don't count if they're not an adult specimen.
Oh,
so
they
keep them, and then they'll raise them, and then they'll record the stuff about it then. And so, yeah, it's like it's a whole thing.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And at the end of the day, we all did like a presentation on what we found, like talk. So we got to hear all about the different ones. So that was fun.
That's cool.
Yeah.
And I saw your little jumping spiders and stuff. They just look like little anime characters to me. They're so cute. And I hate spiders, but they're so cute.
Yes, and that one that Russell identified, that one was so adorable. Mm-hmm. I was just looking up like, hello?
Hello.
Yes, and I'll be posting pictures. I used a nice camera and my phone, and I wanted to post them all together, but I haven't gotten the ones off the nice camera yet. So, but yeah, how was your day?
It has been
a week.
It was kind of long. It's, you know, towards the end of the month. Just seemed like it was busy, 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 busy. Friday, it was actually hot for us here, because we're normally in like the 60 to 70 degree range. It was in the mid 80s or so, and get inside of an attic, and it was like over 100 in there, and I wanted to die.
Oh, God.
But we got it all done. Just, you know. Everything got finished for the month, and that's what mattered. Saturday, right. Yesterday, I had to go do our last quote-unquote service. It's for my best friend. So I did the service and then sat around for like 2 hours just jabbering with her. And then I was like, oh, I should probably go home now. I gotta go cook dinner.
That's adorable.
Yeah, I don't get to see her too often because our work schedules are so insane. It is what it is, so it was nice to be able to just sit down and BS with her for a while.
That is cool. What does your bestie do for a living?
She is in school to be training for an EMR. She has the medical mind. She has been a CNA, a sleep tech, medical assistant. I trust her medical-wise than, like, 95% of the doctors here.
Oh, wow.
So, but she also has a lot of ailments. She just discovered she also has, what is it, like POTS or something like that, where it's like when she stands up, she just wants to pass out.
Oh, that's fun.
Oh, yeah. So she's got all the ailments along with it, but she's pulling through.
That's awesome. That's sweet. Any bestie of yours is a beautiful human. I know it.
Oh, she's great. She's awesome. And she is smarter than a whip, man. But she will crack a joke with you quicker than anything.
That's awesome. Speaking of medical stuff, so like I caught the recent Beauties and Beasties episode that was mental health based, and I know our guest was there with me listening, but we're kind of on the same mode here, but we're going more physical health, nutrition, injuries, and stuff like that. So I guess we should bring on our guest, Sean Moeller, our big brother in podcasting. How are you, Sean?
I'm good, thanks. How are you? How are you both? I mean, sorry.
Good. Thank you for joining us.
I'm not used to this being on the other end and not having the controls.
It's different on the other end. We've been on like TFTC so many times, and then we started doing this one, and then we went on TFTC again. I'm like, wait, this isn't mine to do. Yay, I get to sit here.
Yeah, very much. Yes. So that's awesome. I think today's topic is crazy important, but I know it's one that Sean has been dying to talk about too, because he shares about it on LinkedIn all the time and he's just super passionate about it.
Yes. It's true.
Yes. Yes. So what has gotten you into being so passionate about your health and fitness?
So back in 2020, I obviously just started pest control with my dad. Didn't get long into actually doing pest control before I broke my knee in two places in a client's garden. So I couldn't get back. I thought I twisted my ankle, but I didn't. I just couldn't get back up. It had 2.5 hours on the front on the garden lawn before the ambulance came, it's quite hot, but it's not fun. Obviously, they pumped loads of drugs into me, tried to get me up, and I'll be totally honest, I'm not sure how I got up actually on that case, because they. I remember now. They got one of them. You know, I don't know. You probably got them in the US. They got like a little seat, and it pumps up, and you go up with it. And they got me onto a wheelchair, then onto a stretcher. So that's how I got there. So like, got to hospital, and then I had a scan, and I just said to the woman doing the scan, "So have I broke my knee?" "Oh yeah, you've broke your knee really good," she went. "Oh, okay." And I found out, they then said, "Oh, you've broke your tibia and fibia." But obviously, I had to lift my own bloody leg up on the thing, because I don't think they realised how bad my leg was. Ooh. And on a different scan, because they'd done a different scan, and obviously I stayed in hospital until I had surgery. But they put me on. They put me under for that. But I had problems. They struggled to bring me around, and I was delusional and all sorts. So I wasn't allowed to be put under ever again because of that. And obviously, because they were worried about the size of me at that time. So I obviously had the surgery. I had to be pushed home, took home by ambulance. I couldn't walk for 3 months, but bearing in mind, this is when I won't say it because of the podcast, I won't say the proper name, it was the pandemic. And so I couldn't walk for 3 months. I had a Zimmer frame like an old person. I did. I slept downstairs. I had a bed downstairs. Mrs. bought that, and an old chair that I got used to. Like I'll call it old granddad chair. It finally went to about a year ago. I didn't want to let go of it. It's hey, weird.
Man, you get comfy in a seat and you just don't want to go.
Yeah, so eventually I did rehab. I did do very well. I got on a diet. I lost it all. And then you get lazy and it all came back on. So rolls round to 20. This is the main thing that made me want to really make big changes. I broke my knee in 2020, start of 2024, in my own garden at the bottom. So there was a wet board at the bottom of my garden. I was picking dog poo up. That's what I was doing, but I didn't fall in poo. I put my foot on this board and it's my left knee went past my right leg while I was still standing and I went down. And it took the wind out of me, to say the least. I was screaming. I was literally, one of the neighbours heard, and I had my phone on me, rang, this is, I think I've broken my knee. Because the problem is, you know when you've broken knee, and you've done it. And I says, and then she went and got my dad, and we got the ambulance on the phone, and got loads of blankets and that, because it was cold. And had a different extraction system. I used two ladders to get up eventually, like that. And I was walking around limping, not knowing what it was, because they sent me home with crutches. They wasn't sure what it was, told me to come back. So I came back and had to have a CAT scan. And that's where they found they could see it. And then, because this is the same guy who fixed my knee in 2020, I heard him saying he's broke his kneecap. So I didn't. This is the heaviest I've ever been. I was nearly 30 stone. Which you don't use stone, do you, over there? I don't know what that is in what they use in America, but it's a very bad weight because there was a certain weight limit on the machine and it was 30 stone. He said he's just under it. So obviously, so it's not good. I had my surgery. I was awake. Now that's weird. I had one of them blocker things in your spine.
Yeah,
I'm gonna say it's kind of like what the women have when they have babies.
Yep,
and you feel that it was feeling. You can't feel your legs or your bottom half of your body. So when I got in the bed after, I was doing this, rocking myself back and forward. I was like, I still can't feel it.
Yeah,
but luckily, when I came out, just came up. My missus come to see me, and my mum and dad. So that was all right. But I got out of hospital next day, and they were very worried because I was struggling to walk. But what it was is I had a blocker in my veins because like, they stab a knee. You can't feel it. It's a Chinese method. And while I was struggling to walk, limp with it, with crutches, was because the blocker was still active. I was struggling to do the limp bit. So anyway, my missus got me home and that was a recovery of... I don't know, 4 weeks, 5 weeks.
Okay.
I don't remember. Oh, anyway, it made me think, and then I wanted to rehab myself. Mm-hmm. So I joined the gym in April 2024 and started. I was very obviously took it very slowly because I was very weak at the time, not compared to what I am now. And I started doing that. Weekly, I went, I don't know, 3 times a week or more. I don't know, something like that. Built it up over time, but it's become like a passion, you see. There's a lot of nice people in there. There is, my brother goes there as well. And it's become a bit of a hobby, but it's all connected to like me thinking about my kids. It can't have it. Happened again because my kids were first time and second time worried. Like the first time around, they went silent at school and everything. And they were younger then. And I can't have that again because obviously I can't have it in general. But this is all why I'm trying to get fitter because I'm still, I've lost 7 stone, but I'm still on the journey. Mm-hmm. But it's, my mobility's massively helped. I can get on and off the floor quite easily. Now, I couldn't do that before for a long time because you obviously, when you have surgery, you can't feel parts of your leg. It takes time for it to come back, the feeling in the actual leg bit. So I've recovered from that, but I did my own. I would love the consultant who's seen me. His name was Heinem. He was German. He was like, I would love him to see me now because he'd be like, you've done really well. But I would love him to say it, but every time I've been Peterborough Hospital, I was like, damn, didn't bump into him. Was that way to bump into him?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of it. And it's long. I want to do longevity to do with health in general and obviously to do with pest control because you need to be mobile to do your job. You do.
Yes.
We don't have crawl spaces over here, but we have loft spaces. Well, no, we do have crawl spaces there. We had like elderly people's homes. They've got like care homes and they've got like, I think a lot of people in America live in them normally. But
a basement?
No. It's a house, but you've got a crawl space under it. They're like prefabricated buildings. We have them in the, old people live on the retirement sites, but in general, they're not used, but they've got crawl spaces.
Okay.
That's about it, though. Usually it's all concrete underneath, though, so it's not like your crawl space is all mud and stuff.
Ours are usually pretty gross.
Probably some all sorts that could be under yours. There's not much chance of much being under ours. There isn't, in comparison.
Oh, yeah. Now, for anybody who is wondering, I did look it up. 30 stone is 420 pounds. And then when he said he lost 7 stone, that was 98 pounds. Just to help people out with that one.
Yeah, because we're not supposed to use stones in the UK, but we do.
Yeah.
Because when I weigh myself, it's in kg, so I also convert it to stone.
Yeah.
But I don't use pounds because pounds looks like far more.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Our numbers are always crazy high, like our degrees and stuff. Like Fahrenheit to Celsius is insane. Yes, pounds to kilograms is insane.
We use Celsius and like 80. I think 80 is like Fahrenheit, it's like 30 or 40 Celsius. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I have to do this with one of our mod squad members, Dazza, because he's in New Zealand. Well, and now we have Dave Lyon, who's in Australia. So, because it'll be cold in winter here and they're in the summer. And he's like, oh, it's a beautiful 29 degrees. And I'm going, wait, what? Because to me, I think, Fahrenheit. And I'm going, that's freezing. And I'm like, oh, yeah, you're in Celsius. My bad.
Yeah. Because he's like, obviously, I suppose he's never had a white Christmas because it's summer.
Yeah, it's always summer there for Christmas.
Yeah, it is.
That would be crazy to me to be have it like, walking around like a tank top and shorts.
Yeah,
and it's Christmas.
Yep.
That is crazy. That is.
Yeah, so 80 degrees here is like 26, 27 Celsius.
Oh, that's too hot for me.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm saying. I'm usually way lower than that.
See, in America, your house is, you're built like... Nearly everyone has air conditioning, don't they?
Most of them, like, we don't have it. Because, like I said, we're not usually this warm.
Okay.
I live on the coast. Well, the Pacific coast. So I'm, like, the farthest away from you. Like, it's 11:30 in the morning for me.
Okay. So we don't have air conditioning. It's not a standard thing. So our houses are built to keep heat in.
Yeah.
Not let it out. So when the summer comes and if it's... The summer weren't that good last year, but when we have really hot summers, the houses get really hot. They're built to keep heat in, not let it out. So it can get quite hot. It can.
I would hate that.
I've got fans and stuff, but I've not got a proper aircon. You can get proper aircon units, obviously. You can.
Right, yeah.
You can.
I could get one, but to me, like I said, it seems kind of pointless. for me. Anyway, some other people, I'm sure, when they're, you know, way up there in the temperatures, I'm sure you get pretty warm over there, don't you, Jenny, in the in the summer?
Yeah. This year has been really weird. Like, right now still kind of feels like fall most days. But usually by Memorial Day, our Memorial Day, it's hot.
Mm-hmm. The weather's good here. Now, last year it was mainly rain. Mm-hmm. So this time the sun's out a lot. It's not rained that much compared to last year, and the bugs are out to play. We didn't see them last year. Didn't really see many wasps, many flies, many anything. It was a terrible year for insects in Britain. It was. Wow. But they're everywhere now, which is good.
Yeah. In reference to that, how tall are you?
6'3".
Oh, geez. Okay. So, yeah. Oh, my God. I hope one day you're that tall. I know.
My wife's like 5'2", I think. Yeah.
That's great.
There you go, Jenny. She's a little bit more closer to you.
It might be 5'3". She's one of them two.
Okay. She is. Okay. But, okay.
I'm in the middle. I'm 4'7". Right in the middle there.
Yeah.
Jenny's our little short one. That's why we call her our goblin or our hobbit and all that stuff. Because she's our little one. But she's fun.
Thanks. You know. So, did you struggle with your health or anything throughout your childhood?
No.
Okay.
No, I didn't. No. Not in general. I never had no health problems, really.
Did you have a weight problem or anything as a child?
No. It's when I got older and when I started drinking.
Yep, that'll do it.
Yeah.
Yep. So people don't realize that.
The age in Britain's 18, but I looked older. I started drinking in pubs at 16 years old. I did.
Oh, wow.
Because I looked older. But this wasn't what caused that. This is just laziness over years. That is. But I'm getting on top of it. But
And how old are your kids?
They are 10 and 7.
And after you have kids, though, like, I found that it's harder or it's easier to put on weight after having, even for dads who didn't have to go through pregnancy and stuff, it just is.
Well, they just like crap in the house, don't they? That's the problem.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like
chocolate bars and stuff, but I try and stay, I have been more so recently. I have.
I did luck out with both of my kids. Like, they are huge vegetable fans. Huge. Like, we would get, like, the vegetable trays and stuff for holidays. And then, you know, always have, like, the sweets, especially for, like, Christmas and Thanksgiving. Yeah. Always have, like, the sweets. They would devour the vegetable trays. I mean, obviously, they ate, like, ranch with it and stuff. But they devour that stuff. They still do to this day. And they're 19 and 15.
Oh, like, good,
you
though.
Know, yeah, I do. I do really enjoy it. Like, my
is it anything you tried, or they just been that way?
They've always just kind of been that way. Because I am a super picky eater, and I hate it. I absolutely hate it. My husband, on the other hand, he eats like a lot of everything. So my rule with the kids, starting when my oldest was young, was you're not allowed to say "you" until you try it. You mm-hmm. can tell me that you don't want to try it right now, but you can't tell me that's gross because you don't know. You haven't tried it. So my oldest, I can't think of like really anything that she won't eat. Like, she loves it all. My husband and his dad are hunters. They went out and they got a deer. My husband's mom likes to eat like the heart and liver. Don't ask me. But she was cooking it. And, you know, my daughter was like, I don't know, 6 or 7 years old, and she's like, well, Nana, I want to try. So she gave her some, just little tiny pieces, because she didn't think she was going to like it, and she ate it and was like, can I have more? That was good. I'm like, okay.
Right. Good for you.
Yeah, my younger one, he's a little bit more picky like me. A lot of his is texture oriented. If it's got a weird funky texture, and that's a lot of mine too. It can taste good, but if it feels weird in my mouth, I don't want to eat it. I'm just bleh.
I'm weird because I used to, as a kid, like mashed potato, but I can't eat it now. I don't know why. I can't explain it. I can't.
Yeah, my I will kids take are weird. Your portion.
Yeah, my kids are weird that way. As our Jude, my youngest, will eat mashed potatoes. Mm. No, he eats baked potatoes. But Kyra, the older one, will eat mashed potatoes.
Okay. Yeah. It's good stuff, though.
Yeah.
Gosh. I was a trunky kid, and I think a lot of that, like, being put down by family and stuff, you know, and then when I got into my early 20s, I just thought I was fat, right? Because I've just been told my whole life I'm fat, you know, and then I had kids, and then I, like, actually gained weight. And I look back at those pictures like, you bitch, you thought you were fat and you weren't.
Right. So
it can become like a psychological thing when you think you are have an issue and you don't. So like, yeah. It's, yeah, I'm very, very careful with my kids on that.
Oh, I get that. I get that. Cause you know, although I've lost weight.
Mm-hmm.
I don't always think I have.
Yeah. Right.
Which is what I mean. It's yeah. Weird.
It's hard to see it when it's like, it's your body and it's losing. Yeah. And like, I noticed it, actually, well, Paula noticed it too. I shared a picture of me from, I can't remember, it was like 7 years ago when I got one of my cars. And she was like, holy crap, girl, you've lost a lot of weight. And I'm like, oh shit, I have. All right. Yeah. It's like, I just don't notice it. I don't feel like I have, but I'm like, oh yeah, look at that. Yeah. I have. But yeah. I had that same problem, Jenny, especially growing up in like the late 90s, early 2000s. It was, you know, all the celebrities of like Britney Spears and all that stuff with their little teeny tiny bodies. I wasn't teeny tiny, but I wasn't fat either. But in like, you know, the peers' eyes, I was fatter. Now, looking back at a picture of me from when I was 17, I'm going, I wish I was that fat right now. What the hell?
Right.
Yeah. But, you know, I've had two kids and whatever. I'm 40 now. It is what it is.
And I'm mad that thick is in now. Like, why did I have to grow up in the Britney Spears and Christina Aguilera? Like, that's not even fair.
I'm not so right? sure, because in America, a lot of them rappers always had women with big asses on. So I'm not quite sure that's true. They used to have it.
They did, but not like now. It was like still skinny chicks.
Yeah, you had to have the little waist and the big ass.
But then
now
yeah.
You can just be big everywhere and it's
now
praised.
Yeah, you can be voluptuous now. It's not even fair. But I bet that is hard though, Sean, with your journey, is to like letting yourself know, like, no, you're doing good. Keep going. Like, but
well, I've got to keep going a bit, but the problem is with a lot of weight training and training in general. It's not always about what you lose on the scales. Sometimes you can lose, say, fat and you get it back in muscle. So it's not all, because I now take them, you'll never see them, but I now take them, you know, pictures so you can see them. But you'll never see them online, don't worry. You won't.
But yeah,
I take them. Yeah. I'm noticing differences there.
Yeah, that's awesome. Progression photos.
So are you like, what's one of your like favorite exercises to do? Is it like leg workouts, or are you working more upper body, or is it just combination of everything?
Deadlifting.
Well, I guess that would kind of be a combination of everything, because you got to have strong legs to do it, and you got to have the strong upper body to do it.
You don't have to have strong anything to do it, because it depends how much you lift, you see. Because I started lifting nothing, but the problem is the minute I get up to a max of 130 kg at the minute. But like, people have got to remember that when you've got a bigger build, in general, you can just lift more. Because like, when I lift like, say, 100 kg, it doesn't still feel like a lot. Mm-hmm. It's just the strength of you. But I like all exercises in general, especially leg day. Everyone hates leg day, but I like leg day.
I think leg day is super important. I don't understand why everybody hates it.
Because your legs turn to jelly, supposedly, if you've done a hard leg day. That's why it is. We don't need to go to the extremes a lot of people do. As long as you can feel your muscles contracting and it doesn't feel super easy, just in the middle, you're okay.
Yeah. But I mean, our whole foundation is on our legs. I mean,
Or you could go lower weight, higher reps. So instead of doing 10, 6 to 8, or you can go, like, say, drop the weight and then do 30 or 20.
Yeah.
So you can do that as well. You can.
Yeah, I've learned a lot of that, like, low weight to high reps to high weight to low reps from my son because he was a wrestler. So they had to do that. So I'm like, why are you only lifting 20 pounds? I know you can do more than that. And he's like, because I'm just going to do a lot of them. And I'm like, okay, whatever. Yeah. And no, he was lifting more than 20. It's just what I thought of.
All our weights in the UK are kg. That would confuse me if someone put 10 the pounds on there. But like, where's the 27.5 kg dumbbells? I thought.
Like our dumbbells and stuff will say like pounds on one side and the kgs on the other.
Oh, mainly so, kg. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't. I've never really paid attention to what they are, but
yeah.
Well, just go and lift the biggest one and see if you can lift it.
Yeah.
They go up to 60 kg in our gym.
Oh,
I can't do that.
Dude, I did a really big leg workout like a month or two ago. I forget what I did. Did I go to Derby? Or I don't remember. But the next day I had to do a huge apartment complex where I pull out every stove and refrigerator. That's why people hate leg day. Okay.
It is.
Because the next day you're trying to work and you're like, my life is crumbling.
My life is ruined.
I found out recently because I did a 5-day workout week. I was struggling to recover. Ooh. So I found out I wasn't eating enough protein. That's what makes you recover.
Yeah.
And I'm now on a protein-based kind of diet now. So that helps more with recovery. Yeah. Along with the supplements I take and things like that. Because I'm a brand ambassador for Weight World.
Nice.
Yeah. Don't get paid. It's just like you do missions on like Instagram, TikTok, things like that. And you get like 10... It's all in dollars. You get like $10 for this photo, $15 for this. And that's how I get all my supplements for free. It's better than getting paid sometimes. And I take a lot of supplements. I do. Yeah.
That's awesome. Cool. What kind of supplements do you take? What do you recommend?
It depends what you're trying to do, but like. This is my pre-workout. That is. Okay. It's a TikToker's account. The formula is quite good. That's not free. I paid for that. But that's to get you in the zone. I don't know if you've heard of pre-workouts. To make you sweat.
Yeah. Yeah.
Your heart race.
Right.
Things like that. Omega-3 fish oils. Things like that. Just... I'm on creatine now, so that helps as well. Mm-hmm. So because your body's 70% water, it can make your arms and body look fuller. It can because you're supposed to drink. Go on, how much water or liquid do you two drink a day?
Not enough. I know we're supposed to be like 32 ounces, 8 cups, something. Whatever that translates to you, it's supposed to be.
So it's an average 2 liters. I drink 3 liters now. I did 6 liters the other day.
Does the water and coffee count?
No.
It can, but no, in general, I take multivitamins, all sorts. I do. Mm-hmm. All stuff to keep, stuff to do with bones as well, especially because that can really help it, Ken. And I've got a whey protein. All that. Nice. New one today.
Stuff like that, like Brandon can't take because whey gives him kidney stones.
Oh, no, you don't want that. No.
Yeah. So, no. Like, when after his whole thing with his ulcer, we were giving him, like, protein drinks and stuff like that. But yeah. I had to, like, read through everything. He can't have soy. He can't have whey because he will eventually get kidney stones from it. So it's like, ugh, like he could never go on like a vegan diet because all that stuff, like the soy, whey, tofu, all of that, absolutely not. We'll just kill him with kidney stones.
It should anyway. Should be a vegan. I don't know. In fact, I'll probably get hate mail now.
That's your opinion. You're allowed to have them. I agree.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yep. Absolutely.
So, like, what other things got you, like, do you take your kids to work out with you to get them, like, into that zone to, like, build their body?
No, you're not allowed to.
Really?
16 years old in the gym.
It's oh, wow.
Rules.
Yeah, so we can have them here.
my local gyms won't let you unless they're 16.
It's health and safety reasons.
We can have them. We can do it here as long as like an adult's with them, up to the age of 15. Like they Jude's allowed to go now by himself, but prior,
oh, that's cool.
He wasn't.
There could be gyms that allow that. Just saying, the one I go to, it's 16.
Yeah. Oh,
yes, yeah. And it's a lot of legal reasons. It will be.
That's what the.
Is that
what
kids getting hurt?
Yeah. Understandable, but I think like if you're like if the parents with them and like especially like right there with them, not like you know, oh, you go do this and I'm gonna go over on this side and do something, then I don't know because you like you kind of want to get them in that mindset of like this is fun to do, this helps my body, you know, at a young age, not wait till they're 16 when some of them are just like, well, this is stupid now, why do I want to do this.
Well, they noticed massive differences with me because, like, they said to me, like, you'd lost a lot of weight. Because they told me that, I don't know if you can see, they told me I was out, I was out there. So they told me I was out there.
Oh.
So that's a lot of weight loss, that is.
Yeah.
That's cute.
Kids don't lie generally.
No. Kids are very straightforward with things.
Yeah. So, like, it was kind of like that. So, that was a big confidence booster, that was, when they said that. My missus agreed as well, so.
It is nice getting, like, that, even, like, that tiny bit of, like, hey, you're looking really good, or hey, this is really working for you.
I get that, some of the mums at school going, you look like you lost loads of weight. I was like, yeah, I think I have.
I've gotten that, and I'm going, I don't know, have I? Sure. A lot of mine was just from working because I went as soon as I was pregnant with my oldest until, God, just a few years ago. I was a stay-at-home mom. I didn't work outside of the house because Brandon did, and we were fine financially with that. I started, like, caregiving for his mom, but it still wasn't a whole lot of, you know, physical manual labor. And then when I started in pest control, like the weight just dropped. I was like, oh, okay. And then I broke my foot and then the weight came back on.
Oh no.
Yeah. But I broke it a few years ago, just stepped off my last step. And instead of like going down flat, I kind of went down on the ball of my foot and then it just like rolled my foot sideways and I broke my fifth metatarsal in my foot.
Did it repair properly?
It did, luckily. Like, I even went and worked afterwards because, like, I'm like a big old like bump formed on the side of my foot. I'm just like, oh, it's because it smacked the floor. It's fine. We went and like treated and webbed this whole huge like daycare. And towards the end of it, I'm limping so hard. And Brandon's like, sit the hell down. And I'm like, it's fine. It's fine. We came home. We iced my foot. Like, the swelling did not go down. He's like, cool. Now we get to go to the hospital. And I'm like, okay. And yeah, it was just like a very small, like, hairline fracture in it. So I was out for like a month and a half. But
did you have to learn to walk again?
Kind of, because they put me in a walking boot, but told me I couldn't bear weight onto it. So they gave me crutches. Crutches were killing me. So I was lucky enough to be able to use a knee scooter. You obviously wouldn't have been able to, having broken knees. But so I just like put my knee up on the scooter and just scooted myself around everywhere. It was lots of fun.
Yeah,
way so better than crutches.
It's a big learning process. I didn't have to learn to walk again, but this time around, really.
Yeah.
I was fine, but 2020, oh, I tell you now, you think you sit there because of my weight, it told me if you were smaller, you would have been able to be up probably within a month. Mm-hmm. But because of how big you are, they kept me off my feet until 3 months and they let me weight bear a little bit in the new year. So that was 2021. So I can tell you now, it's your back. Your back muscles have gone because you've been sitting there doing nothing because they told you to. Mm-hmm. That is the hardest part. I was going out the house with a Zimmer frame, with my missus, obviously, and it was so hard. It was the back. And eventually I did it, but I had to learn to walk again. And it's scary. Because they scare you. They said to me, you walk on that before you might break it again. So when you walk on it for the first time, you think, oh, no, I better be careful. But it is scary to have that movement again in your legs. Learning to walk again, I wouldn't. Like, people don't realise what it's like to have to learn to re-walk later in life and how to do it. You've got to do a lot of building up and strength building in your back. And it was knackering. It really was. To actually learn to rewalk again.
Yeah, mine was only like a month and a half, but it's still like when they told me I could finally weight bear but still wear my walking boot, just the weight down onto my foot was the weirdest feeling in the world. And then when I first put a like really, because he told me that I could start wearing tennis shoes, but get a very like firm soled one so it didn't like, it gave me the support and didn't bend too much.
Yeah.
But walking in that the first time, like, I made sure, like, my oldest kid and Brandon were, like, right there on each side of me because, like, that first step onto that broken foot, I was like, oh, this is really weird. But, yeah, and it's like my leg muscle, like, just disappeared in that month and a half. Like, that's in my calf, I was like, what the hell?
So I've got really big muscles in my legs now because all the weight training to do for the legs, so it's in my training, it's my strongest area. It is.
Yeah.
Some things, like when I do the lateral raises, I can only do like 5-10 kg.
Mm-hmm.
But then, like, you get me on the leg press, and I can on the gym leco on the pinned one that's got less weight on, I can like stack the whole thing at 185, no problem. So, well, I'm careful, obviously.
I've seen some of those leg presses go wrong where it's like, you know, your knee's supposed to bend like this and they stretch it out all the way and they lock their knee and it snaps the other way.
You're on about the ones where you're nearly on the floor, aren't you?
Yeah, I've seen those.
I use one of them as well. Not as much, because the problem is it's getting all the weights on and off because I can lift like a lot more. It takes ages putting them off.
Oh, I bet.
I generally try and use the one that's pin loaded.
Yeah, I've seen those ones too. But yeah, it's like just watching like, you know, gym fail videos and watching those knees snap back the other way. I'm like, no.
They're so terrible. They really are. I've seen them. And like someone's actually filming it when it happens.
Right? It's like,
cool.
So have you been into a gym, Jenny? And like actually done like a whole gym workout thing?
Oh, yes. I used to go to the gym with a lady at one of my jobs, many years ago, but she was a police academy student, and she would rock my world in the gym. She'd like, let's do this. And I always want to beat her at like, keep up with her essentially. Yeah. And it was awesome. So I learned a lot from that. And then doing roller derby and stuff, that's like exercise and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
But
yeah, it definitely is.
The reason I was like, oh, God, is because I've had a gym membership for like a year and a half now, and I haven't went once. And every month I say, no, I'm going to go. And I don't. Yep, yeah, I'm one of them.
That's what happened with my kids. In November, I got them both a membership to Planet Fitness. Yep. Got them the black card status and everything so they can use the massage chairs and And Jude started going for a little bit just so he can keep up with his wrestling workouts and everything. And then he kind of stopped. And Kyra was doing it to, like, help with her fibromyalgia flares and stuff like that. And then the massage chairs kind of helped her. And then she kind of stopped. And then it was, like, every now and then once, you know, here and there and here and there and here and there. And so I just finally canceled Jude's. I told Kyra to cancel hers because she's not using it. And then starting today, actually, until the end of August, Planet Fitness has a free summer pass for high school kids from 14 to 19, which both of my kids fit in. So I'm like, hey, there you go. If you want to go back, you can go for free now. I'm not spending $50 a month for you guys to not go.
Wait, so my Planet Fitness told me my 9-year-old couldn't come with me.
No, see, I don't, like, I made, or I did the membership in Jude's name because he was 14, but he just had to have an adult with him until he turned 15, and then he can just go in by himself.
Okay.
Because he, like, even Kyra counted as an adult to go with him.
Oh, that's cool.
Because she was 18. The only time he couldn't, like, bring someone in with him was his friend because they were both minors.
Yeah.
He couldn't be, you know, his friend couldn't be on his guest pass.
Right. Okay. Yeah, because my 9-year-old is very interested because of the wrestling. She wants to start working out, too. So that's cool. Heck yeah.
That's good. You keep her involved in that, man. That is, like, the best thing. I think everybody should do wrestling. I really wish I would have. Like, my cousin did. But I really wish I would have, because it's helpful in life, too, just, like, to know how to grapple and take people down if needed, especially being a female.
Yeah.
Me and you had that discussion last night.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not a thing that people do in schools here. It's wrestling at all.
Really?
People get into wrestling here, do, if they get into wrestling, they do, they want to be in WWE, basically.
Oh, that wrestling.
Okay,
There is wrestling. a lot of lower divisions, like, in the UK like that, but...
Yeah.
It's, I know it's obviously pre-scripted, but it's kind of still hurt.
Oh, yeah.
When you hit
the mat. Right. Oh, yeah, there's still some very real-life injuries that happen to these people.
Brock Lesnar. Brock Lesnar. He used to, I still say, I don't know whether you're interested, I still say, when he beat The Undertaker at WrestleMania, I think he actually physically knocked him out.
Might have.
And The Undertaker keeps saying to this day, no, Vince told me to lose. But it's the way he woke up, he thought the match was still going.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So I think he actually knocked him out.
Yeah.
But that's my theory, conspiracy theory.
Right.
I was gutted. Absolutely gutted when that happened, because Undertaker WrestleMania go hand in hand.
Yes, I completely agree. No, we were gonna get Jude, or because they're still doing like the Greco-Roman style of wrestling. It's just not his thing, so he's like, I don't want to do it.
Yeah,
so he's taking it off right now. He'll start back up when next year for school.
Nice. Sean, so how did your nutritional, like, did you change the way you ate at all for all of this?
Yeah,
like,
meal prep
or anything like that?
When I started, I went completely clean. I didn't eat any crap at all. Probably wasn't what you call a diet. Mm-hmm. It was just like breakfast, dinner, tea. That's what I say. Mm-hmm. Some people here call it breakfast, lunch, dinner. So that helped me a lot lose weight, that did. And of recent times, I got stuck at the weight I'm at. And it's because I have been eating a little bit of crap as well. Mm-hmm, I have stopped that now, and I've changed my diet. So I'm on protein. So, like, pilau rice with a protein and vegetables. And that's generally what I eat for tea. So like 5 p.m. tea time. Mm-hmm. So lunch, I do a protein powder shake, and then breakfast, I have cereal. But I'm trying to up my protein, I am. So hopefully that should push through, promote further weight loss. I mean, I'm losing, just I think, I hope this will, this should increase the metabolism. Because at my age at 40, it slows down a lot. It does.
Oh, yeah.
Apparently. So the experts say it does. So I've cleaned it up recently, so I'm hoping that that helps a lot. It should do. It should. Yeah,
that should give it, hopefully, that boost that it needs to get you off of that plateau. Plateauing is the worst feeling in the world, especially when you're still feeling like you're doing something and you're like, why am I getting no result? Well, and like you said, you can't always go off the scale.
That's the problem as well. To be fair, I did look and I've dropped a little bit. So since I've done it, it has helped, a tiny bit. So it has helped. But the thing is, it's when you visually look at yourself, like I compared pictures. I told my sister, I can't see any difference. She's like, see there, your tummy. Yeah. See, it's moved. Ah, so there you go. Mm-hmm. I was like, so it is working, but I'm hoping cleaning the diet up, this will become a lot better. Well, protein diet base is what I'm on. It's try and eat as much with more protein. Also aids gym recovery as well. It does. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like the best one that I've heard of is like the high lean protein, low carbs diet, or low to no carbs.
Yeah.
Because that just turns into all those sugars and
mm-hmm. Well, exactly. Well, I'll try this, but it's out of money going off what some of my friends have told me, because some of my friends compete in bodybuilding. Nice. So I don't know if you've seen any of the pictures that me with them in the gym. They're into all that. Mm. They know what they're talking about. Don't they?
Yeah, that's helpful.
Yeah. Yeah, he's hoping, one of my friends is hoping to eventually be in the IFBB, come over to America. So
cool.
He's hoping. That's his dream.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah, it's always good to have dreams.
Yeah.
Right? I've been meeting with a doctor once a month since last November, maybe October, but for a weight loss journey type thing. And I weigh in every month. And I don't know about over there, but in the US, they tend to try to prescribe medicines for hunger suppressants and stuff, and they can really mess with your body in general. So it works for some people, but I think it really needs to be done on a short term and not prolonged, because it kind of messed me up. But I lost 15 pounds.
Oh, done.
So, but like, it's good, but like, what do you do? We messed with my brain chemistry to, like, you know, so,
yeah.
Like...
But problem is, like, in general, if you go and see seeing a doctor in England once a month, that's unheard of.
Yeah.
Trying to get in to see a doctor. But in America, it's different. You obviously have a plan, or it's paid for. It's not here, so...
Well, and that depends, though, because with my current employer... I get a free, there's a clinic that goes with my insurance that is free for me to do that. But that was my thought when I was listening to the Beauties and Beasties episode with the mental health thing. I went into debt going to see counseling last year. So
I remember that.
Yeah. I was mortified when I realized they had been charging my credit card that I had already paid off. So our health
system, just paid off.
Our health system is not great, but
every health system has its flaws, whether you're paying for it or it's free.
See, everyone slacks off ours, but it is free. And I've had surgeries. If I was in your country, I don't know, what would a knee surgery cost in your country?
Oh, a lot.
Brandon's hospital stay back in November, he was there for 3 full days and then a partial day. One of the days he spent in the intensive care unit, Luckily, our insurance covered all of it. That's all good. Of it. But we still saw the bill. It was like $50,000 that we would have owed.
So basically then, by the sounds of it, I would have been about $100,000 worth of...
Probably.
That was all free.
Yeah.
Well, I say free. We pay something called national insurance out of your wages.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
goes towards it.
Yeah, right. So it's you're not paying out of pocket at the time. It's just coming out of your check, so it feels like it's free because you never had that money.
Well, there is people. There is people who never worked a day in their life, and they also get it for free. So,
oh yeah, well yeah. We have that here too. Yeah.
But I'm not. If someone has a genuine disability,
right,
then that's fair enough.
Yes.
If that's what it's there for.
Yes. 100%.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm down for people who like need things like that, actually genuinely need, as opposed
to the people that scream. Problem is, there's a lot of people out there that can make up and lie and screw the system, and it also affects the people getting help that actually need it.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's the problem. True. But yeah. it's one of them, isn't it?
Yeah, but it is good, like, not good to know, but it's, I guess, maybe helpful to know that it's not just, like, a US thing or a UK thing. It's literally a thing everywhere, that there are these people that screw the system.
Yeah, but people like to come to our country more because we've got a full benefit system. Yeah. They're not running to America for the benefit system.
Not really.
It's the American dream. I'm coming there for the American dream, aren't they?
Oh, really. There.
That's what it used to be. I don't know if it is anymore.
People still say it.
They say it. That's very true. They're wildly misguided.
American dream is working for said dream, not coming and sitting and hoping for said dream.
Yeah. Right. I work 70 hours a week and see my kids for 5. That's what you're.
That's the American dream.
I haven't worked that long. So.
Well, I'm fortunate enough that I don't either, but I understand where Jenny's coming from.
Yeah.
Brandon used to work that much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We just got very lucky, and
if only we had that much work.
I think I would die if I had that much work. I'm more props to you, girl. Mm-hmm. I would die under that much work.
Let's ship Sean a package of German cockroaches so he can release them.
Then you have all the work.
Yeah, but they are here, mainly in the cities. But we
don't need more.
But we don't. I know what to do now because that's what messed me up in my RSPH level 2 award in pest management. It's because they teach you, and I knew most of it, but then there was this whole sector. It's only the day before, you're saying, getting it to stick was hard. Mm-hmm. And that's what messed me up on it. I didn't know. I've never done German cockroaches. And then you got the Oriental cockroaches. But I know now. I've got no call for it yet.
Yeah.
That's cool. Yeah.
That's a lot of my testing was
But that's all you do, though, isn't it, Jenny? Cockroaches nearly time.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
That's what she did last night was the cockroach job.
Yeah.
Do you like, you use the gel baits? Is that what you use?
Some of them, yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But
it depends on the situation.
It always does. Yeah. It always does. And read the label.
Yep. The label is the law.
It is. Many, many people don't read the label, though.
Yes.
Right?
I hear many stories on all these podcasts, today. But not all of said people. Obviously, you know, though. Tales from the Crawl Space. Them kind of shows as well.
Yes.
You got ranked, though, didn't you? You got ranked by Andrew, didn't you? On my podcast.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. So I was... okay, so listen, Candace. Drew from Coast to Coast was on Pest Perspectives, and I'm listening, and I have my earbuds in, and I'm walking around a warehouse, and I'm checking tin cats. And Drew goes... let's categorize all the different pest control podcasts. And he starts naming them all. And he doesn't name us. And I'm like, I'm about to have like a cry session because I love Drew from Coast to Coast. And then he starts talking about Coast to Coast, and then he goes, oh, wait, I forgot a genre. And I'm like, yes, this is the moment. And it was us, Tales from a Crawl Space, and LTK in, like, the genre of, like, camaraderie between, like, we're not here to teach anything necessarily. We're not here, you know, we do something different all the time. It's more about bringing pest controllers together and,
Yeah.
So I was super happy. I messaged Sean immediately and was like, I was going to cry if he didn't mention us.
Okay, so did we ever figure out what was spicy about our last episode?
No, I did not figure out what was spicy.
Why he called our episode spicy.
Is it someone about that?
That you're too pretty for pest?
Yeah.
Yeah, he said it was spicy. I don't... The only thing Brad could mention for why it'd be spicy was Candace's cleavage.
My bad for showing skin.
It was hot, okay?
It was freaking hotter than hell in my house. So I wore a tank top.
Exactly.
Yeah. Right? No, and like the only other thing I could think of was that, you know, we did go off the hinge a few times and drop a bunch of F-bombs.
Are you on about the story? There was a story though, weren't they? How you, Jenny, went to do a job and you were sexualized. Is that what, what it was on about? I don't know.
Maybe.
Yeah, that was that episode. The only other thing I think of was the story where the African-American gentleman kept getting called the N-word. And I used the N-word. I never said the word because that would be just absolutely stupid. But those are like the only things I can think of that were like out of our norm. I'm going, why are we spicy?
I'm going to message him and ask him, Jenny wants to know, why was that episode spicy?
We've been trying to figure it out ever since he said it. I'm not even joking.
He'll listen to this podcast. Hello,
Drew.
Hello.
We love you. We love you and Holly.
Sorry, I've derailed your podcast. Sorry.
We always derail.
Yes. We did have three questions, and this is not copying Beauties and Beasties. This is a summary question, right? Yes.
Okay, so here's our closing out question for you. What would you like to say directly to our field, to the pest control world, as wisdom and love straight from you in regards to their exercise, their nutrition, and response or prevention of injuries?
Okay, so with regards to pest controllers, I'm obviously not an expert. I'm not a PT, but I'm just going off what I've done in my journey so far and what happened to me. So with exercises, obviously, for mobility, if you were going to want to help your job be better, core exercises like deadlifting, make sure you do your legs, your whole core. Squatting's quite good. Obviously, don't make sure you do a heavy day like Jenny did, and then go on a job where you're going to be on your knees or that kind of job. You will regret it. You will. So you've got to plan it. You have. But the deadlifting, look up core exercises that will help you on the job. So, because quite often we have to go on the floor, up and down, up ladders into loft spaces, or in America's case, crawl spaces. It will definitely help your job. And in fact, skipping to the last question, it will actually help prevention of accidents. And obviously with accidents, just try and be more careful. If you see me go down a customer stairs, you will think there's a 70-year-old coming down the stairs. I actually take one step at a time and go down because I don't want to fall down the stairs. I've got this fear of re-break it. So I walk down the stairs one by one. I do. And to do with nutrition, obviously, in pest control, a lot of people don't prep their meals. They go and buy a load of crap and eat it all day while they're out. And I don't recommend you do that. Try and stay healthy, but do what you want to do. I'm just saying, protein shake would do you, but it's a bit different. I'm not trying to preach to anyone, but it's a healthier way. And we'll give you long, try and give you longevity with obviously your lifting. You don't have to lift. You can do, you can look up all these exercises and you can do all this. You can do a deadlift. You can do a squat without weights. You can do it on body weight. You can.
Yeah.
So you can look up all these exercises on YouTube and diets and what to do better. All the information is out there for you. It's all free online. You don't have to, you don't have to go and pay a personal trainer. You can just do a lot of this. As long as you get your core in, your core will help longevity because it's helped me no end in my job. It has. Because at first, when I first was recovering, oh, it was terrible getting off the floor. I had to have a pillow to put my knee onto. But yeah. Now I can get up and down. But core exercises like the deadlift, squatting, leg curls, leg extensions, things like that, and overall fitness. Or you could just do walking each day. That would make you lose weight as well. But I've just mentioned to do with the job, your legs are the most important, and your hands, obviously.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can always do your upper body too as well if you want to. You can, because you do carry stuff. I don't know how heavy your tool bags are. I don't know, but I imagine some people's tool bags are quite heavy, but I don't know. But that's a general kind of advice. I know people, probably the nutrition bit, people won't listen to, but it's up to you if you take it. I'm not a health expert at all. I've just found a new passion and I call it a hobby at the same time. So yeah, that's kind of my advice relating to pest control. Also, going to the gym really helps your mental health. It helps me when I go gym. You feel really good after you've been, and it's heavily connected to mental health because obviously, in the pest control industry, the vast majority of people are lone working, and you by yourself all day. Some people like Jenny do commercial accounts when no one is actually there at all. No staff, just goes in, does it, and that's it. So it can help. The gym can, and obviously talking to people can help. It can, yeah. But yeah, mental health's a big thing in pest control. It is around the world, not just UK, in America, all sorts. Also, give. If you don't mind me saying, give Beauties and Beasties a listen. The recent one is about mental health. That's really fascinating. It can help you. Plugging it. Yeah. Sorry about that. I just thought I'd plug it because it's also right. Connected. It is. But yeah, it's there you go. That's my answer.
I think a lot of the mental health part too is we go into some shitty situations sometimes.
Yeah.
Especially me working a lot of residential. And then a lot of, you know, apartment complexes and stuff, I go into some pretty shitty situations where I'm just like, how did this even happen? How did it get this far? And that can play a toll on your mental health, too. It's not your situation, but you see it constantly and you're going, oh, my God. Oh, my God. What do I do about this?
The problem is, though, what can really play on your mind is when they've got delusional parasitosis and they actually think they've got a problem. Yes. And they're bringing you an envelope of dust, skin, all sorts, and none of it is the bug that they're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
We're not trained for that. You just got to learn with that, and we've been called names and all sorts before. Like, we discharged this years ago. We couldn't see anything. So we discharged to a standard call-out rate just for coming. I got a phone call later saying, oh, you charlatans and all this, you rip-off merchants. And it was like, you agreed to the service to look for the said bug. And she said, you could see all them bugs all over my face. I said, Dad's like, no, there wasn't any. But unfortunately, it's part of the job is what happens. And that can really get to you, can. You got to let it try not to get to you. But when you're in that situation, it happens, doesn't it? Because it's quite, it's not nice, is it? It's not.
No. And then you have to keep that very professional, whether you're dealing with the delusional parasitosis or you're dealing with, you know, the house that's covered in whatever, and then there's children there. You can't strangle these people because you're going, why do you treat your children this way?
Yeah.
You have to remain very professional, and that will screw you. Like, screw with your mind. You're going, oh my god.
Yeah. And exactly. Yeah. I know we're getting pressed for time, but since we're on this topic, I've had a burning question on this topic, especially geared towards somebody from the UK. So I know that in our region, and I'm sure Candace can relate with this, that a lot of those cases of delusional paratosis do correlate with drug use. Would you agree, Candace?
Yes.
Kind of? Yeah.
Usually. Like,
I would say 8 times out of 10,
either active or recovering.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and I've told my really deep story on Tales from a Crawl Space before, so I'm not going to go into it now, but the very first time I had to deal with delusional paratosis, it was a family member, unfortunately. So I will always have a deep emotional empathy towards the topic of delusional paratosis, especially when it comes to drug use. Now, is that something you guys encounter often? Is that, or is that usually like a mental illness? Because I've never heard any of you ever say, like, I've been listening back through the Beauties and Beasties and like the beginning, and they mention it a few times, and nobody's like, oh yeah, that mother flipper was on crack, you know, like, is that a thing there?
Honestly, there is drug addicts here, obviously,
right?
But as for all the cases I've dealt with, none of them have been on drugs.
Okay.
You're gonna have to message Alex and ask him.
Okay.
Because he might have a better view, but I will ask around. But no one's ever mentioned it to me.
That's way common.
I only hear it on the American podcasts.
I was about to say, it's super common here.
But I can imagine that in the big cities that can happen.
Yeah.
People are high as a kite and they think they're seeing stuff that's not delusional paratosis. That's just drug abuse.
Yeah,
that is. But it's, obviously, proper delusional paratosis is a mental health condition.
Right. Yeah. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I just had to ask it while we were on the top. That was totally derailed, but.
And we've derailed a bunch this time.
It's fine. It's fine.
Yes. Another plug we haven't done quite yet is our lovely Paula and our Pestrogen cups.
Oh, nice.
Yes, you know.
You guys picked, like, the oldest picture of me. That's from, like, I don't know, 5-7 years ago, when my hair was actually short.
Like, I know, right? Oh my gosh, your hair's so beautiful. But, yeah, you can get your own Tony Spangler cup by going to spanglerart.com. And they can make all kinds of crazy stuff. I haven't seen the glass ones that Leanne makes, but
they're so cool.
I swear to God,
I'd need to order one of hers because they're just cool looking. But I'd be afraid to like use it because I'm clumsy. At least I know if I drop this tumbler, it's going to go ting, 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 ting. Yeah. And maybe scratch it a few times, like my original one that just says Family Pest Control in my name. Mine and Brandon's both have like scratches through the black. Because obviously that's going to show.
Yeah.
His was dropped out of his car. And then I can't remember where the hell I dropped mine. But they got little dings and scratches. But whatever. They still work. I know if I drop one of those glass ones, it's just going to boom.
It goes boom. But
yeah.
Yes. So stay cute, stay hydrated, and stay you. And order your creation today from SpanglerArt.com.
Go there.
Go there now.
Now. But
thank you so much for joining us, Sean. This was a fun episode.
It was fun. Thanks for having me on.
Yes.
It was good to finally get on the podcast.
Yes.
Yeah, we need to arrange you coming in mine on a weekend. Yeah. We will.
Yes.
Sounds good.
Absolutely. Yes. You will forever be our podcast big brother. So, yes, we love you.
There we go.
My sister. in podcast land, anyway.
Yes.
Because we started around the same time, didn't we? We did.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Good stuff.
We did.
Okay. Well,
thanks for that.
Yep. Thank you guys for listening in to Pestrogen Podcasts. Bye.
Bye.
See ya.